This is the Biz News Podcast, one-on-one conversations with experts in business and personal development.
Liam Neyden was a wild success, and then he wasn't. He says he went from being a millionaire by his mid-40s to losing everything and becoming homeless. That's when, he says, he decided to slice his brain into four parts. Not literal brain surgery, but through study determining that the brain has four major parts that, when used properly, can lead to success in business and life. Liam Neyden explains what he discovered and how he puts it to work in this episode of Biz News Interviews. You have a unique, as you call it, four-part brain plan. What are you talking about? Something not a blueprint or something like that, but tell us about it.
Right, well, essentially my four-part brain model, what it does is it explains the physical composition and function of the human brain. Because what most people are doing when they're trying to create success in their life or achieve goals or even solve problems, what they're trying to do is they are trying to force things to happen. And when you're dealing with a machine that has a particular function, if you force it, and particularly if you don't understand how to operate the machine, then all you're going to end up with is problems. I mean, if you think about a motor car, it's a very clear, predictable machine that has one purpose, which is to get you from where you are to where you want to go in an enjoyable, predictable, nice, safe way. So it's the same with your brain. Your brain is actually a biological instrument. A brain has been given to every living organism, including humans, for one purpose, and that is to ensure that that organism survives by being the best that it can be. So for humans, being the best that you can be means being happy, successful, fulfilled, not having problems and stress in your life. So what I've done with this four-part brain model is to explain the four main regions of your brain that all have a different function in ensuring that you live the best life possible without problems and stress. And when you understand that, you can start using it like you would a motor car to get the result it's designed to do, which is to, as I say, give you a life that you really enjoy and that is you being your best.
But Liam, you're not a brain surgeon, you're an entrepreneur. How did you come up with this?
Well, it's a funny thing, actually, because I've always throughout my life been studying success. You know, subconsciously, I always wanted to be the best that I could be. I always wanted to have a successful, great life. I didn't want to settle for being mediocre. So I really went down the rabbit hole, if you like, of exploring all sorts of different ideas on how I could be successful. And I became very successful in business. I was an entrepreneur. Well, I'm still an entrepreneur. I've had 18 different businesses in my life. And I was always going to seminars. I was studying spirituality, personal development, motivation, changing your mind, changing your beliefs and all of these sorts of things, reprogramming your subconscious mind, working on all sorts of different techniques, meditation, law of attraction. And I studied religion, psychology, not in any professional way, but as part of my quest to do whatever I could do or whatever I could find out, whatever I could find out to be the best that I could be. And I achieved a lot of outward success. And I was a multimillionaire, had multiple homes, multiple businesses, had a lot of money, had a lot of freedom, but I also had a lot of stress and problems in my life. And I thought, in fact, I read books that said this, which is basically problems and stress are a natural part of success. You have to learn to deal with it. You're always going to have problems and stress in your life. It's the price you pay for success. Now, I've since discovered that none of that is actually true on any practical level. But anyway, what happened in my mid-40s is that I went from this outward success, but never really feeling I was quite being the best that I could be, and still having lots of problems in my life, but having lots of outward success, I went from that to literally losing everything overnight, and I became homeless. And I had to move.
How on earth did that happen? Was that an earthquake in New Zealand we hear so much about, or what?
No, it was really a series of a lot of bad decisions that I'd made it through a long period of time. When you're an entrepreneur, you have to make a lot of decisions, and not all of them are good, particularly, as we'll talk about, particularly when you're not using your brain the right way. But anyway, I made lo lots of wrong decisions, and it all sort of culminated, and there I was, lost everything. I was sleeping on the sofa in the living room of my elderly mother's small apartment. And I realized that everything I knew or thought I knew about how to be successful, there was something missing. Or in fact, it just felt plain wrong because it was never on a goals list, it was never part of my motivation, my beliefs to lose everything. So I thought there's something different, there's something I'm missing here. And I went through a stage of sort of disillusionment over everything, but I worked my way through it as one does. And when I came out the other side, my life started to go in a completely different direction. And I started to do some great things again on the outside. I started my own businesses again. I was starting to make good money. But what was really different, there were a couple of things that were different. One was I didn't have stress and problems. And it sounds really weird to say that, but I really didn't. And I wanted to figure out why that was. And the other thing that was happening to me was before my old life, I'd really been chasing after success. I'd really been pushing hard. I'd always set bigger goals. I'd always go out and learn more information. I was always reading the next book. I was going to the next seminar, doing the next course, studying the next mind technique or whatever it was. But I was always pushing hard, looking for opportunities, trying to force things to happen. But this time around, what was happening is that it was, in a weird sort of way, it felt like success was coming after me. Because instead of me having to go out and struggle and force things to happen, people would show up in my life unexpectedly. Good things would happen to me unexpectedly. I'd get new ideas that sort of came out of the blue unexpectedly that were really good ideas. And I found myself making better decisions, taking better actions, and getting a lot better results without all of the struggle and stress. So when I started to think about this, I thought, I need to figure out what I'm doing here because this is really working. I've tried a lifetime of doing this, trying to figure it out stuff, and it's almost like when I gave all that up, things really started to happen in my life. So what's going on? Is this just luck? Is this coincidence? Or maybe there's something a bit more to it. And that's when I really started to look into this and pull all the threads together and realize that the most important thing that I've completely overlooked, and I think most people have overlooked, is that it doesn't matter how hard you try or what you think or what you do, there's one thing that governs everything in your life, and that is biology. That is nature. That is this living world. There are laws of physical existence that you can't overcome. You can't walk out a 10-story building with the best of intentions, the right mindset, motivation, determination, belief, prayer. You can have all of that, but you're still going to go down. You can't go up in the air. You can't stop your heart beating. You can't stop breathing. You can't stop your physical development, no matter what you're thinking. So nature overrules everything. Nature governs everything. And that's what I'd didn't realize. I was trying to force things to happen. I was trying to go against nature, and that's why it wasn't working. So when I started to think about how nature is set up, how nature is designed, one of the most fundamental things I discovered is something that all science will tell you, and that is life has a primary purpose. Life, all physical life as we know it, including our own life, is wired for one thing above all else, and that is to survive. That's what everything is designed and geared to do, is to survive for the longest time possible. And part of survival, or the way we survive, or the way anything survives, it has its best chance of survival when it's being its best, when it's being the best that it can be. So that means for humans, being our best physically, obviously, so we can fight off disease and we're stronger to live a better physical life, but it also means mentally and emotionally. Because when you are your best mentally and emotionally, you do have the best chance for survival. When you're happy, fulfilled, excited, that's when you're doing the right stuff. You're coming up with great ideas. You're creating things. You're making a difference in your own life, a positive difference, and in the lives of others. So we're biologically wired and designed to be happy because that gives us the greatest chance for survival. And we've been provided with a machine, a mechanism, a tool whose sole purpose is to make sure that happens, is to make sure we do survive as long as we can by being the best that we can be. And that's a brain. The brain is nothing more than a biological machine designed to ensure that you are the best that you can be so that you have the greatest chance for survival. And if you don't, if you're not being the best that you can be, because it's just a machine, there can only be one reason, and that is you're not using it the right way. I come back to the car analogy. If your car isn't performing right, it's not that it shouldn't and it's not designed to perform right or get you to where you want to go. It's because you're simply not using it the right way. So my four-part brain model is a biological explanation of how your brain works and how you're supposed to use it, which unfortunately 98% of people aren't using it the right way, which is why everyone has problems. And it really made the difference, or it brought together all my understanding of religion, science, psychology, all the personal development, self-help teachings. It brought that all together and really explained to me how you really get the good results in your life that you want.
Liam, did this come to you in one of those aha moments, or did you just evolve in that direction?
Well, it's a bit of both, really. It was an evolving set of aha moments, if you like, when I started to put these things together. Because here's the thing about your brain. We could talk about the four parts, but when you use the right part of your brain, the correct part of your brain, that's where you get your aha moments from. That's when you see, this is the part of your brain that enables you to see the big picture. It enables you to see the right answers to things. And it also enables you to see the information that you need at the right time. But we discount this part and we think, oh, you know, it's all just luck and coincidence getting an aha moment. Maybe we don't realize it's a biological principle that we're designed to be in harmony with.
How has your life changed since you developed these thoughts?
Well, pretty dramatically, as I said. Now I'm have my own businesses again, and my lifestyle is completely different. I've done some amazing things. I recently finished 8 years sailing around Europe on my own yacht. I've traveled around in motorhomes in New Zealand and currently living in a motorhome in Europe, just traveling around. I've been a nomad for 12, 13 years. Found a new wonderful relationship with somebody, which was completely different to the messy ones I'd had earlier. So, you know, my life's completely changed. And the best part is I actually do feel that I'm on the right track. I do feel fulfilled. I do feel this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's also because of that, I don't really have any problems and stress in my life.
Have you decided to write one of those books that would go up on somebody's shelf?
Yes, I am in the process of writing a book, actually, with the tentative title, Let Yourself Off the Hook. And that is really a message I have. You have to let yourself off the hook and stop trying to force your life to happen, trying to overcome your problems and reach your goals through force and struggle, because all that does is keep you stuck. But when you allow your natural creative energy, which comes from using a different part of your brain, when you allow this energy to flow through you, you literally do activate a different part of your brain. And that part of your brain will guide you down the fastest and easiest path to living your purpose, which is to be the best that you can be.
Would you give our listeners and viewers a couple of practical tips they could implement as soon as they stop listening or watching?
Can I ask you a question? If you had and I don't obviously know, if you had a 12-year-old son, do you have a 12-year-old son?
Oh, you met many, many years ago, he was 12.
Well, if he came to you and said, Dad, can I borrow the car because there's a party over 100 miles away tomorrow night? Can I just borrow it to go to the party? Now, what would you say to that?
I think at that time it was a Toyota van, and he didn't like being seen dead in the thing.
All right, but
But
if he did, what would you?
obviously, any parent would say no.
And the reason you would say no, I'm assuming, is because he didn't know how to drive. So, and if he said to you, "Oh, but Dad, come on, I know I need to learn to drive the car, but just give me a quick tip, and I'll learn later. Just give me a quick tip right now on how I can get in the car and get to that party tomorrow night," and you'd say, probably, "Hey, that's not the way it works. There is no such thing as you can just quickly get in and get the results you want. You have to understand how this works, how it works, and you have to learn how to drive it, and you have to start to practice, and then you'll be have the experience of getting the result that you actually want." And this is the problem, I think, with it was my problem for so many years. I was always after what's the one thing I can do that's going to miraculously change my life. And that doesn't exist. It's again like a diet. If you want to lose weight, you're not going to have, there's not one little quick tip that's instantly going to get you to the weight goal you want overnight. So my quick tip, if you like, is to get away from quick tips, get away from instant results, realize it doesn't work. You need to understand how your brain works. And the beautiful part is when you do understand, you won't need quick tips anymore for the rest of your life, because the right thing, your brain will bring you the right information at the right time. And more importantly, you're going to do the right thing. Your brain is going to make sure that you do the right thing. Now, if you've ever had that mo those moments, I used to have a lot of them, where you think, "Now, I shouldn't really do this. Doesn't feel right, but I'll just do it anyway. I shouldn't really marry this person. Doesn't really feel right, but we'll make it work. I'll force it to work. I'm so determined." We do these things, and then later we go, or we say, if we're honest, "Why did I do that? Why did I talk to that person? Why did I say that thing that only made things worse? Why did I upset them? Why did I make a mess of things?" So often we know at the time that we shouldn't do something, but we still do it. And that's a conflict between two parts of your brain. The part of your brain that is guiding you and knows exactly what you should do, which is saying, "Do this," and another part of your brain that forces you to do the wrong thing. So when you start to understand what's going on with your brain and how it's actually working, you can use it in a way where you're automatically going to do the right things. But you do need to understand this, like with a motor car. You can't just hop in. I mean, I use the analogy with the motor car that, maybe your 12-year-old son wanted to use the car, but he didn't know how it worked. And if he'd never seen anyone drive a car before, you'd come out one morning and he'd be standing behind the car, pushing it, trying to push it along. And you'd say, "What are you doing there?" And he'd say, "Oh, well, I don't know how to drive it, but I figured that because it's got wheels, this must be how you drive it. You get behind and push." And what are you witnessing? You're witnessing someone who's putting in a huge amount of effort. They're getting exhausted. They're not getting anywhere. They're really struggling. And then they say, "I'm the problem. I'm not strong enough. I'm not determined enough. I'm not motivated enough. I need to put in more effort. That's what will get me there." And you would say, in your wisdom, "You just don't understand how it works. It's not supposed to be difficult. It's not supposed to be a struggle. All it is when you understand how to use it, it does its job. It'll get you there. You can just sit and enjoy the ride if you're pressing the right buttons and steering it the right way." Same with your brain. It is supposed to be an enjoyable ride. You're supposed to have a great experience of life. You're supposed to be the best that you can be. That's your biological purpose. That's how you're wired. So if it's a struggle, then the only thing you need to do is figure out, what am I doing wrong with using this machine? I must be doing it wrong. And that's really the core of what I teach, is how to understand this, how to start using it, how to create a different habit with the way you use it. And like everything else, after a little while, it becomes easy and your results are so completely different to anything you've experienced before. That's what it's all about.
Liam, do you have a way people can get more information about you? A website, perhaps?
Yeah, well, actually, if people are listening or watching this and they'd like to know more, and I think they obviously should find out more, I've got a free webinar, and it's at a website called letyourselfoffthehook.com. So this is quite a special webinar, and in this at letyourselfoffthehook.com, and maybe if people are listening or on their phone, they might want to pull it out and sign up for this free webinar, you know, while it's in your mind. But you're really going to learn it. I think what people tell me happens is all of the pennies drop. People go, ah, I finally understand. This is how the brain works. It's all so simple. It's all so logical. We've made it so difficult for ourselves in life. You know, life's not meant to be difficult. It's not meant to be complicated. It's meant to flow easily. If you look at the rest of nature, everything flows easily. It's not that complicated. Animals and other creatures, they're just living their life. They're not worrying, getting stressed about goals and, you know, messing things up. It's going well. So at letyourselfoffthehook.com, I have this free webinar and it explains the four parts of the brain. It explains what you've been doing to mess things up, to use it the wrong way. And it explains what to do in simple terms that's really going to set your life in a different direction and where you're going to look back and say, why didn't I ever do this before? Why did I make it so difficult and complicated and unnatural for myself? So that's at letyourselfoffthehook.com.
William, before we go, what would you like to add that we've not had a chance to talk about? And it could be anything.
Effort is natural, but struggle is not. It's a big difference, you know, because some people say to me, oh, are you talking about just going into a corner and, you know, meditating and dreaming and all these miraculous things happen? That's not life. That's not what, that doesn't work either. I've tried that, as I'm sure you have as well. That doesn't work. Effort works, right effort works. Struggle doesn't. If you're struggling, you're doing the wrong thing. But if you're putting in effort and you're getting the right results, that's your brain working for you rather than against you to make sure that you get the best results and you become the best person that you're supposed to be.
You've been listening to the Biz News Podcast. We welcome your input. Send your email to editor@biznews.com. That's BIZGNUS.com. Thanks for listening.